You're listening to a podcast from Streams Church in the West Valley of Phoenix, Arizona. For more audio and visual content, visit streamschurch.org. You're listening to...
It's amazing, and I hope we never lose the amazement of Christmas and the subject. And if you've been with us long enough, you know this sort of fits in with everything that we've been doing. And today, all over the world, with over 2,000 different languages, men and women and children will be gathering to celebrate the birth of one single baby, one baby that they believe grew up to be the Savior of the world. And the Savior who never promised to keep us from sin, but a Savior who promised to save us and forgive us from our sin. And so we've been learning the last several weeks, and we've been going to the book of Matthew and looking at the genealogy that he writes before he talks about the Christmas story. And in the genealogy of Jesus is some really different people, some unsavory characters, and it gets a little risque at times. But as we've learned, as we've studied this whole thing, that maybe that's the point of the story, because that is the story of Jesus, that he came to save us from the sin, but he also came through a lineage of sinners, and that's totally okay. Matthew highlights Judah and Tamar, we talked about them, who had deep, dark secrets that they would never want anybody to know. Judah never broke, he never confessed, he never came to a place of repentance. And even in that state, his brother Joseph made a way for him to be saved. Perhaps you're here today, some of you may be here with dark, deep secrets that you hope that nobody ever finds out. You want to keep them hidden. And if exposed, you would cause you incredible shame and embarrassment. So you live in fear and you're praying that just it remains a secret. And I want you to know this, that Jesus came to die for you and he came to die for your secrets. And that's okay. He mentions Rahab, who had a label, didn't she? It was Rahab the harlot. And everywhere she went, and even down the line, years and years later, that was her label. That was her name, Rahab. And everybody knew the harlot. Some of you have labels, and you may be going to Christmas dinner tonight or tomorrow, and you know when you walk in the room, they're going to go, there's Lloyd the, and somebody in the back of their mind is going to fill in the blank, or maybe off in the corner, they're going to talk about that moment that happened years ago that seems like that's just a mark on your life. And the beautiful thing is that Jesus came to redeem your label and say, I was Lloyd the, but today I'm loved, and I'm a follower, I'm a child of God, I'm blessed. And then we talked about last Sunday, David and Uriah's wife. In fact, Matthew wouldn't even say her name, Bathsheba. He said the wife that used to belong to Uriah. And he took David's most vulnerable, his failure that he's ever had in his life, the thing he was the most ashamed of, the thing that if David could have gone back and changed, he would have, but he couldn't. And Matthew just stops and he puts on the brakes and he highlights and he reminds everybody that it was King David who really, really blew it. That through that line came the Savior. It's interesting because David had seen the anointing of God. He'd seen the miracles of God. He had seen him take on Goliath and slay him down. But even after he knew everything, he fell miserably. And there's many of us here that who have tasted the grace of God, who have walked in the ways that we've come to a place perhaps that maybe we've fallen and we fell miserably. But even in that state, Jesus came to die for us and he came to save us even in that moment. You see, these stories are the story of Christmas and your story is the story of Christmas. That we can never stand before God based on what we have done or what we won't do or what we promised to do. There's only one way we can stand before God and have peace with God is through what Christ has done for us. So this is the season we celebrate the fact that God has drawn near to those of us who've drawn away. This is the season that we celebrate that we never have to negotiate our sin. We don't have to come in and barter and make promises. Our sin has already been taken care of. We have to accept grace through the salvation of Jesus Christ. For unto us, a child was born. A child who grew up to be a Savior, our Savior, the Savior of the world. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 19. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who has pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Messiah the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, heaven and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child. And all who heard this were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Would you join me in standing as I pray? Perhaps this is the night that you would like to exchange whatever that is, to give it up to the Savior who came for you. So right now, Jesus, we want to thank you that you came to this earth, that you gave up heaven, so I can exchange the labels that I'm known by, the things I can't go back and undo, that you can redeem. So I give those to you. The things that I keep in the dark that I don't know anybody to know about, I just give that to you, God. I know I can't do anything about that, but I don't need to, because you came to save people like me who need a Savior. So today, Jesus, we receive it all the grace you have for us, all the love you have for us. We ask you to come into our lives and to forgive us for not following after your ways. And make us whole, we pray. We receive all that in the beautiful name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
This has been a podcast from Streams Church in the West Valley of Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, visit streamschurch.org.